Now, we have got a detailed reply from the general manager, which we welcome and appreciate. But we have some concerns, and we have submitted our query to Mr. Murphy there at 7:30 this morning. As far as Letterkenny Hospital's statement says, they're in the process of recruiting a fifth obstetrician gynaecologist, and that'll be advertised in the coming weeks. So we're asking the question, if there's four, you know, consultant obstetrician gynaecologists at Letterkenny, how come the figures are so high? You know, there's a piece of the jigsaw missing, Catherine. Now, we also noticed that in the statement in 2018, the hospital commenced a dedicated postmenopausal bleeding clinic. And to date, they have seen 164 women. You know, now we don't know what time in 2018 that the clinic was started. Yes, 164 women were welcome and we're delighted. We just need to keep the pressure on and get this sorted. But there's, you know, there's a detailed statement and that shouldn't get lost, and the fact that it was so quick, you know, also that they're in touch with the National Treatment Purchase Fund to ensure additional funding for additional gynaecology clinics to reduce the number of patients. So we would have to ask the question, why has this not happened before the figures came into the public domain? You know, for us in DACC, we'll keep the pressure on. We'll keep a very tight eye on it. You know, it's comforting to know that action's been taken. But again, we would have serious concerns that a figure of 1,783 women, you know, was allowed to happen. And if you look at the figures that have been given, over there's 191 women waiting over 18 months. You know, that's not good enough.
Now, in terms of the timing of this publication of the figures yesterday, they come after the cervical check crisis. Is this all the more concerning that we in Donegal do have such a high figure?
Yes, for us in DACC, once we heard it, we thought on the back of the cervical check scandal, the number of women who are now waiting, and this news release came out yesterday, we are certain that women are sitting in a very difficult position today and even yesterday when it happened. So for us, it was very important that we act on it as quickly as we can. And it's really just not acceptable. It's not good enough. We have had cervical check. We've had all that. And now we have this situation in Donegal. And as you're aware, for us in DACC, we believe that at sometimes local, regional and national level, there is really no interest and protecting the health care of the people of Donegal. We look at our services being stripped at our local Letterkenny University Hospital. I know they call it University Hospital. You know, to me, that's a personal comment. That's to keep us happy. But if we look at that, we look at our community hospitals, our services have been stripped. And on this happening on the back of cervical check is just not acceptable. And it has to be acted on. And we need to keep it to the fore.